You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I want to get this out of the way real fast, right at the beginning. Make sure you check out tweakedaudio.com. Use the code word DUDE. Buy a few pairs of headphones for you and your friends and your family. 33% off. 33% off. Free shipping. Check out our page on Amazon and Gamefly. Go to gamefly.com/YKWD. 2 free weeks. That's right, 2 free weeks. It's like the Netflix of gaming. And make sure you check out our friend Danny LaBelle has a new CD. It's available on iTunes and Amazon. It's called Danny LaBelle, Some Kind of Comedian. Make sure you check it out. I like to help these guys out, let people know about comedians that you wouldn't know about. Young guys that are coming up, been in the business for a while. I want to make sure that you guys know about good comics. And that way you can help them out, promote them, and you guys, that's a fucking truck going by while I'm doing this. Fuck God. Anyways, check it out. Danny LaBelle's new album on iTunes and Amazon, Some Kind of Comedian. And make sure you follow all the people on these shows, on the Twitter and on the Facebook, and go to their shows live, because that's what we do. We're comedians. We want you to show up and see what we really do, which is stand-up comedy. Appreciate it again. Thanks.
Dude, you know what? You talk too much, dude.
I know.
All right, here you go. Dangerous Joe is back. Joe DeRosa came into the studio. We were supposed to just do a tech talk, our segment. That was my computer, if you were wondering. You know, like the good old days, just wound up yapping. So this is going to be a two-part Thursday. First part is today, me and Joe DeRosa. We just wind up fucking yapping about shit. And then next week will be a tech talk, our show with me and Joe, where we go over the Galaxy 4S. And he tries to sell me on this fucking thing. So there you go. Another Thursday episode, extra special edition, one-on-one. Me and Joe DeRosa, a.k.a. Dangerous Joe. Shoot the shit for around an hour. Next week will be the second half where we do a little tech talk. And I have fucking diarrhea today, so I'm going to go shit my pants. Enjoy.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude? We're back. Guess what, everybody? Original fucking fans, the hardcore dudes, the hardcore dudes. Yeah, you know, you can hear that fucking cackle. You know who the fuck that is? Yeah, it's Dangerous fucking Joe. Not drinking liquor tonight, though.
No, I'm off beer. I've been on a diet. You know,
really?
You know, if you had liquor, I'd drink some of it, because fuck it. But,
shit.
But, you know, I don't need to drink. You know?
We never have anybody that dangerous up here in the studio anymore, dude. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a... What's your favorite liquor?
I like Maker's Mark these days.
I'm going to get a bottle of Maker's Mark for the studio.
Yeah.
And a cup. One.
I'll tell you something. You get a bottle of Maker's up here, that's going to get... You're going to go through that before I fucking... Before you give any of it to me.
Nobody can have it.
The fucking alkies you have on this program.
No, well, everybody's done. Joe List is sober. Dan Soda hasn't drank in months.
Oh, God.
Nobody drinks beers anymore. It's a wrap.
It just fucking bothers me. I have a joke on my new CD where I go, if I meet one more 24-year-old kid that goes, you know, I just don't drink anymore, go fuck yourself.
I mean,
I'm tired of it.
I've been doing, look, I've been sober for 30 years. I really can't side with you, but I actually do want to side with you. I do get you. If I could drink, I would, but the
I would love, I mean, not love to see you drunk like I'd love to see you fall off the wagon. I just am so curious to see what you would be like
terrible,
when you're drunk.
Terrible.
Is it real aggressive?
Yeah, aggressive. I'm just all my fears and insecurities turned into superhero powers. You know what I mean? Fucking asshole. And we were talking about that while we were just shooting the shit here, is that I fucking, you know, I've been a lot of stressed out. I've been snapping. I've been in a great mood. I'm very excited that my kid's coming, right? By this, sure. When this comes out, he could already came.
Yeah, Jesus.
He's coming out next Thursday. So he could have already fucking came.
Jesus. It's wild.
So I'm very excited, though. I'm very happy. I'm very, let's do this.
Right.
But I'm also stressed out a lot. I've been sleeping that well, blah, 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 blah. And I've been snapping on cabbies and you know, people. Not close people, but, you know, the people you should fucking snap on.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Well, I think that, I think all of that will diffuse if you relocate with your family out of the city. You know, I think New York, it really is like in Ghostbusters 2 where they talk about like that river of slime under the city. It's like something about this place. It just, if you're already prone to freak like guys like us are, this city is not going to help you not do that. You can beat it, but it's not going to help you not do it. It's going to throw fuel in that fire every fucking day.
Well, here's what New York is great for. When you're a guy like me, you can thrive in this city. You can walk around on edge, and you kind of fit in.
Right.
But when you want to not be that guy, when you want to kind of just be happy and enjoy life and, you know, come home.
Right.
Because you've been traveling all fucking day. When staying out till 5 in the morning isn't what you really want to do.
Right.
Because you got to get up the next day, or you don't want to sleep until 3, or your wife wants you to do some queer shit.
Right.
You know, you, it's like, and you come home and you can't get a parking spot because there's a new club on your block.
Right.
And everybody's parking, and you got to, and as soon as you get one, somebody, you know, pulls in or you know, and steals it from you, who lives in fucking Jersey and they don't even live in your neighborhood.
Right.
Or you're trying to get a cab with your pregnant wife at 9:30 at night down at fucking Christopher Street. Uh-huh. And there's fucking men, men, young men, thin little medium douchebags in the fucking, the sports coats with the t-shirts and the little European Sherlock Holmes shoes.
Right, right.
And they run in and grab the cab in front of a pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll set you off, dude.
And then they immediately get on their phone. As soon as they get in, they look at their phone, and because they don't want to make eye contact.
Yeah.
Because if they do, I for the first time in my life, I put a hex on a cab driver.
A hex?
I didn't know what to say, Joe. I went, I hex you. I jinx you. I gave him the devil horns on both sides, and I went, and he went, what? He got scared. I think he was Jamaican.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, you know he's from some country where they believe that's possible.
I didn't know what to do. It was either that or fucking grab the little twink out of the back seat and throw him in the gutter.
Oh, my God. Jesus. You got to get out of this town, dude. You got to go.
I need a driveway. And I know I'll get sick of those assholes. We just made these muffins. I'm going to hate that little place, too.
This is the, by the way, we're 2-3 minutes in, and I'm 2 movie quotes in already, because I'm about to quote another movie. This is the beginning of Stir Crazy, dude, where they're sitting in that bar, and they see the dudes fighting, and G. Wilder goes, do you see what this town does to people? We got to get out of here. Like, you're at that phase, dude. Yeah. It's like, you got to, it's time to go, man. It's not good for you. It's not good for your heart, your soul. And then you don't want to bring that home with your kid. Because you don't even want to bring that home when you got a dog that whose behavior is influenced by that. You know what I mean?
My dog's already trembles at lightning because he thinks it's me going, what the fuck in the business never gives me a break? dude, you're right. I went and looked at houses this week, brother.
Where at?
Up in Jersey, West Jersey. I can tell you. I went up to... I'll tell you the towns. I went up to West Jersey and below Nyack, in between the George Washington and the Tappan Zee.
Mm-hmm.
On what is that called? The
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I know I kind of know where you mean.
Yeah, it's what the fuck up below Nyack, across the river. It's New York,
right?
but it's upper New York. You know what I mean? It's I'll tell you exactly where it is. I'm looking at it right now. It's
Isn't that called like West New York or something like that?
Yeah, it's some shit like that. It's called Tappan and Rockley, that up there. And it's on the Palisades Parkway. Palisades Parkway and then over left somewhere in Jersey further down. 30 minutes out of the city with no traffic.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the house that I wanted, it was my dream house, sold, gone. It was on the market for a week and it's already fucking 4 days. It's gone.
You'll get it though. You'll get another thing where you'll go, thank God we didn't get that other one.
Yeah.
It'll just happen. Like, yeah, I moved out to Brooklyn, which by the way has been literally life changing for me.
Really?
Changed my whole fucking attitude.
Why?
It's everything we're talking about, man. Like, I was so depressed living. I'm not shitting on Manhattan, man. I love Manhattan. But I got really depressed living here because I was in an apartment I didn't like. I was with a landlord company that was treating me poorly, in my opinion. I didn't like the building I was in. The neighborhood I was in felt like deserted. And I never left my house because I was like, why would I leave my house? To walk to what? Nordstrom Rack and spend $50 on bullshit I don't need, or to this overpriced fucking restaurant where the food's not that good. There was just nothing to look at. There's nothing to do. Did I move to Brooklyn? I'm in Williamsburg. I'm on a street lined with beautiful trees, tons of leaves. My apartment's got four fucking huge windows, central air, climate control in the apartment. There's a playground and a basketball court across the street, so the only noise I hear is nice. It's like nice to hear moms playing with their kids and dudes playing hoop and shit. It feels like neighborhoody. And dude, I walk out of my place, there's so much cool shit to walk to. It's just a cool neighborhood to be out in.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not, I live South Williamsburg. North Williamsburg is like the Times Square of Brooklyn. Mm. Like, and I can walk to it in 5 minutes if you want to be in the thick of shit. And if I don't want to be in it, I walk the fuck out of it and it's fine. And dude, it's just like every restaurant is a home run. Record stores that I like shit like that. Cool fucking clothing shops, coffee shops where you can just go and talk to people.
Yeah.
It's just that kind of vibe, dude. So it makes me want to get up. It makes me want to...
How is it getting in Newark?
I mean, it's the same price for a cab as it is for Manhattan. It was like $60 to get there when I lived in Hell's Kitchen. And it's the same price. If I was going to take the train, you know, it's more annoying. Like, you got to fucking... take the if I was going to train it, I would have to, you know, get to the Penn Station, which is like the L to whatever to Penn Station, and then down. So I don't think I'm gonna be fucking with Newark too much anymore. But yeah,
here's my thing with New York, dude. And I might have to, what I'm gonna have to do is sell my place, rent a place, and buy a place, because, you know, I need to get that cash. You know what I mean? I need that fucking cash. So it's gonna be a weird process for me. Because I'm going to have to go and be somewhere where I'm not going to be for a while. So it might be Brooklyn.
Right.
It might be Queens. It might be Astoria. It might be I go rent a house in Jersey for a year. I don't know.
Right.
But I got to get the fuck out. Right. But my only problem is getting to those airports. You know, we're on the road so much. And getting to JFK, like Hell's Kitchen is so centrally located to me, to everything.
Well, Brooklyn is closer to those two airports, and it's cheaper to get to in a car.
Right.
Car service for me to LaGuardia is like $25. It was like $33 from Hell's Kitchen. And no toll, because you're past the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's you know Maureen Tarrin.
Yeah.
Obviously. When I was first thinking about moving out there, I was just like, Maureen, I can't fucking figure this out. Like, what neighborhood to go to? And she goes, look, you're never going to get everything. It's impossible. Unless you're a goddamn billionaire, you're never going to have a perfect situation. No. So she's like, make a list of what you need most and then work backwards from there. And I was like, okay. And that's what helped me settle on where I went, because I knew what was important for me was I wanted to be in a neighborhood where I wanted to leave the house and meet people.
Dude, me and Don went to this place, this house. We pull up, it's a stone driveway, trees everywhere, bamboo surrounding the house. Walk in, it's a contemporary house in the 50s, glass, angled walls and ceilings, loft looking down into the living room. You walk out back, it's like, you know, a 1-2-3-tiered deck into a garden. Ooh. I was like, oh, I actually heard myself go, ooh, a garden.
Yeah.
Like, I could fucking, And then, you know, the bedroom was fine. We'd have to do some alterations to this house. But then the lady said, yeah, you should go to the store down the street. It's called The Market. We go in. It's all handmade sandwiches and breads and soups. And it's, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You got to try these Kobe dogs. You got to, you know, and they're the nicest people ever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's, I don't know if that shit used to bug the fuck out of me. Nice white people that made Puerto Ricans friendly, like trained Puerto Ricans.
Jesus.
Used to, hey man, ugh, fuck you. I see your teardrop tattoo. I see you have MS-13 on your arm, and you're telling me about fresh baked bread.
Oh, that's funny.
So I used to hate it, but now I'm like, I love it. I went there. We had all this great food, and we sat down. It was so friendly. I wanted to buy the place right there and just call it a day.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. Your place will find you. I will get out of the city now. I'm a firm believer that whatever you really want, truly want, you'll get.
Yeah.
But the only way that you'll get it is, I just looked at your phone, and I just got, oh my God, dude.
This is,
I just literally, oh my God, you just took away, I stopped thinking about my child, and the home I'm gonna, is like house.
Look at the shine on the back of it.
Mm.
I got the new Samsung Galaxy 4, which, wow, Bob does not have yet, and we're gonna talk a lot about this, but I feel bad at distracting you. I want to keep talking about what we're talking about.
Put that in your pocket. Put that away, dude. God damn it. That looked good.
Where do you see the screen, dude?
Buddy.
Where do you
all right, hang on, hang on. We used to talk about this way about pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I go back to my house. I took the bus today. Uh-huh. I hate the bus. I fucking despise the bus. I'll never take a bus to somewhere. It's just a rule I have.
Where did you take it? Just in the city?
I just jumped on the bus today. I do it every once in a while now because it's fucking a goof. It's the same, right, as a train. You stand in the, I'm going to get a cab.
Right.
The bus pulls up in front of me. It's going to the same place. Right. It makes 100 stops. There's old people and lunatics, and it smells like diapers.
Right.
But it's a goof.
Right. I kind of like the bus.
I don't,
it's really
mind.
Cool and air conditioned.
It's cool, but the guys who drive it are cunts.
Right.
They drive. They're not driving like they're driving lives around.
Right.
They're driving like they're driving fucking bread.
Right.
It's a stop go. It's like, dude, could you fucking have some finesse? I mean, if, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. You're not getting a chauffeur in the front of the bus.
Yeah. At least the chauffeur would say sorry if he stopped short. This car, I'm getting seasick with this cocksucker.
That's fucking hilarious.
And then every stop, it's some cunt with a walker that she doesn't need.
I know. And I know. And you got to wait for that thing, that airlift to go down. And
my wife is pregnant. Okay. And she wound up getting up. She had to get up. And for this old lady, and all these old women came on, and everybody's selfish, and everybody's fucking looking out for themselves, and uh-huh, you know. And I told Dawn, I go, Dawn, I want you to hold on.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm fine. And some lady was like, you can have my seat. And I'm like, take that seat. She's like, I'm fine. My wife, she's a stubborn broad from Everett.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's I know.
I'm like, all right, listen to me. I had on the bus. I go, Dawn, I don't give a fuck about anybody else on this bus but you.
Right.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Right.
So you either take a seat and or hold on with two hands.
Right.
Don't pull this shit with me.
Right. Right.
It's like, what do you... I don't want you to fall and hurt yourself or hurt my baby. I could give a fuck about any of these old ladies.
Yeah.
Or any fucking other dumb broad on this bus.
Yeah, yeah. It's not time to prove a point.
And it's like, I don't need that in my life. I need to get in a car... Go to a supermarket, one place, buy it all, go to the, walk out with a cart, leave it for some kid to grab. I'll give him a couple bucks, go home, pull up to my driveway or maybe into my garage.
Right.
And go into my house and the groceries, put them on the table and put them away.
Right.
While my wife's cooking dinner.
I love how you said put them on the table because what you insinuate was, and then my wife puts them away.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Come on, son.
You really tried to smooth it out. You go, put them on the table, you know, and then put them away.
All right, here it is. I've been doing a lot more since she's been pregnant. I've started cooking dinner again.
Oh, it's good.
I started cooking.
Good.
I used to cook a lot back in when I lived in L.A. I cooked a lot.
Hey.
I stopped. Look, my wife's an old school broad, man. You get that, Dangerous Joe.
Hey, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get
and
it.
And I like it, and she likes it.
Yeah.
I take care of her.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes to cook. She likes to clean. You know what I mean? I saw my pregnant wife on her knees polishing a floor on Saturday.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it was
literally
great.
Barefoot and pregnant. Literally.
Barefoot, pregnant. I give a nice huff to get the sweaty hair out of her face while I was playing Xbox.
Oh,
come on, son.
I started. That was another good thing about moving, dude. Was I started? I have a nice sized kitchen again, so I started cooking again.
Right,
and it's fucking great, dude. All that supermarket shit. I'll tell you, when I visit my parents, I couldn't live where my parents live, and I have dear friends. Was it the what was that?
I don't know. Hang on.
All right.
Keep
talking. So the buzzer just, I don't know, the doorbell or something just rang, and Bobby is now going to see who it could be. I feel like it's probably the guy that, I think he has somebody's keys. I don't know. Now Bobby is saying, who is it, repeatedly to whoever's on the other end of this intercom, which, I don't know what they do with intercoms in New York, but it every time you press the button to listen to who's downstairs, it sounds like there's a blizzard happening. So I don't know why he's doing that. Not why he's doing that, but I don't know why it sounds like that, because it's always, you can never hear who it is.
Jesus.
Anyway, this has been my New York intercom bit while Bob was gone, and he's back.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck that was.
It was probably like somebody wants to put menus under the doors. They just ring any bell.
There's no people don't do that here. There's a gate. I think one of the guys hit the wrong button or something, because I heard some fucking accent.
But here's the thing. When I couldn't live where my parents lived, despite the fact that I have some really good friends out there. And
that's why you're a goddamn professional. Just stop everybody. He didn't fucking even miss a beat. He did his thing. He explained it. And then as soon as I sat back down, and he picked it right back up where he left off. All you little podcasters out there, or all you little interviewers, rewind that. Go ahead, Joe.
I love it. I don't like digressing. It'd be funny now if we digressed about digressing. Hey, folks. That's a little Williamsburg humor. That's a little wordplay. I couldn't, despite the fact that I have really good friends out there and people to actually hang out with and have fun with, mm-hmm. I couldn't live out there because, you know, you walk outside at 10 o'clock, the streets are black. It is. Everybody, the doors are shut, the lights are out.
Yeah.
I can't do that. It freaks me out. But that's, I can't do it because I'm a single dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And I need to, you know.
You'll commit suicide.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself if I didn't have my wife.
Right, exactly.
And the place I looked at, if I lived there alone, I'd be, first of all, hookers galore. Whatever hookers were in that town would know my name.
Oh, you'd get the nice expensive ones too.
Yeah,
they're pricey out there in the burbs.
Oh yeah,
because they got to travel.
Oh yeah,
there's no. Let's just go around the corner in fucking Poughkeepsie, New Jersey.
Yeah, there's no chick gonna call you Poppy up in.
No. But they. But the one thing,
she's sucking your dick to get her real estate license up in New Paltz, whatever the fuck you are.
But I do look forward to when I'm there. I actually like, you know, my parents feel like it's a special occasion when I'm home.
Yeah.
So they're always like, where do you want to go? Let's go out to dinner. Dude, 9 times out of 10, I say, let me go to the supermarket. I will buy a bunch of stuff and we'll cook. Like, I enjoy walking around a big supermarket, talking to the clerks, the friendliness of it all.
Mm.
Oh, look, a seafood section. I'll get some of this, and here's the meats and whatever. And you get fucking creative or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go home, and you're in a fucking nice-sized kitchen. There's a grill out back. You cook the I like that shit, man.
I remember Patrice. I went over to his house when he lived with Will in Jersey City, his first joint. He took me over to the International Supermarket, which is just a fucking ginormous supermarket. And it has, like, China or India. Or, you know, Japan. And
it's like, it'll say Japan and then it's all the Japanese foods?
Yeah, like, it doesn't say it, but it is that. You know, like, that's all the Japanese food, all Chinese food, or seafood and steaks, blah, blah, blah. And he took me in there one day, and we walked around and got so much shit. Giant king crab legs, which I never had at that time. All this great food. And we went back to his house, and he just cooked this crazy meal. And right. I was like dumbfounded. Like, what the fuck? You yeah. can do that?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? Yeah.
I mean, but that's the thing, though, is that, you know, and I've talked about this before on the show. You got to go to 19 different places in New York City because there's no one place to go. I can't believe in New York they don't have a giant supermarket somewhere in the middle of the city. And I know it's because the trucks can't get in and they can't stock it and there's not enough room.
Well, but, actually, it's not super close to you, but it's closer than Harlem. There's a Fairway now. Well, actually, you got a Fairway on the Upper West Side at 70.
How big is it, though? Is it
fucking huge, dude.
A Fairway?
It's huge.
Where is that? But all right, so how do I get home?
You take a cab. That's what I used to do that when I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I would do a set at Stand Up New York. I'd walk to Fairway. It was like 3 blocks away on Broadway. I would do all my shopping, and I would just get a cab home.
So it's just fucking annoying.
It is, but I mean, you know, there's all I'm trying to say is there are some options that are a little better than what you think's out there. Because fuck Food Emporium,
right?
Fuck that
shithole.
You know, we lived, you know, blocks from one of those places, and it was like that place. It's overpriced. It's dog shit. It sucks. The selection sucks. Gristiti's is kind of ugh. Mm. You know, but Fairway, there's one in my old neighborhood in Gramercy.
You know what I want? I want one of those big ass motherfucking super Stop and Shops or whatever the fuck they're ShopRites, or when you go like a Ralph's and you walk in and you don't have, it's just massive.
Right.
And a massive fruit section. You're like, what the fuck? There's fruits everywhere.
Right.
Then a massive meat set. And you go up the aisles are huge. You won't touch anybody because they're just so big. And then they have a Starbucks and they have a pharmacy. It's just a massive one stop. You go there for a couple hours and you pack the fucking thing and then you go home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great, man. It's great. You should check out Western Beef. I mean, it's discount stuff, but it's
good. That's over by me.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, it's down. They moved, first of all, so it's a little farther. But that's a pain in the ass, too. And the aisles are a foot and a half wide.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that place is all about getting a deal. That's like the fucking, you know, Walmart of supermarket, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like a Kmart supermarket. Everything's cheap and yeah. whatever. But, dude, I hear you, man. Look, I'll tell you this. I don't know if I'll ever move, even when if I have a family one day, I don't know if I'll ever move out of New York. I think I'm too, like, into it. But my plan now is when I can afford to take a car service that costs $40 each way whenever the fuck I want, and I don't have to think twice about it. I'm talking every day, twice a day, back and forth if I have to, and I don't even have to give a shit. I'll move deeper into Brooklyn and get. Ann Harris just moved out there with her husband and their baby.
Right.
Dude, their house is, or their apartment is fucking amazing. They got a huge backyard, they got a patio.
But is it theirs?
I don't know if they bought it or not, but is it theirs?
And do they have to share it?
With who?
If it's an apartment, right?
Yeah, but apartment buildings in Brooklyn are a little different, dude. There's like 5 apartments in a building. It's not like New York where...
Yeah, but who gets the backyard?
No, it's their backyard.
But there's 5 other people in the building.
Yeah, but the yard comes out of their back door.
Okay, like, so people are above you looking down into your yard.
I guess they could be.
I can't. You know what, dude? I'll tell you. When you go out and Brooklyn's crazy now too to buy, it's going nuts. Real estate in Brooklyn is fucking stupid. It's like Manhattan now.
I'm paying more in Brooklyn than I ever paid Manhattan.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So to go the other way uptown and get a backyard and a little quiet 30 minutes out and not have some cocksucker looking down throwing cigarette butts on my fucking head while I'm trying to make a steak with my kid.
Right.
I don't know if I'll take that, but I'm going to miss the energy, the savagery of New York, that when you walk out and you might get murdered, when you have to take a train and someone might push you. I'm always on my guard.
Right.
I feel like me because I'm always, you know, walking around like, this is fucking New York, man.
Right.
And I love that feeling. But I just don't think I can handle it anymore, especially with this kid coming. And I need to not see a motherfucker. I want a I want a driveway. Yeah. I wanted crushed ice along, and I got that. Right. And now I want a fucking driveway.
Yeah, well, get it then, man.
How hard is it to get a chick back to Brooklyn, though?
It hasn't been too hard, you know? I mean, I live, dude, I'm right over the bridge. Like,
right there.
I'm 2 blocks over the Williamsburg Bridge. So to get home, it's a fast cab ride. And, dude, saying I live in Williamsburg now is like saying...
You live in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's like... I get made fun of for living in Williamsburg by people because they're like, because it's like oh, trendy. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you can call it trendy all you fucking want. There isn't one chain restaurant, store, or coffee house except for a Duane Reade in my fucking neighborhood for a 20-block radius.
Right.
Everywhere I go.
How dangerous is it?
It's not. Just not. I mean, I'm. You know, it's like any part of New York, you know. It's like you got to be alert, but it's not dangerous at
How
all.
Far is the subway?
I'm like a 9-minute walk from the L train, and I'm like a 9-minute walk from the JMZ.
Nine?
About 9 minutes.
Why don't you say 10?
Because 9 sounds better. It's like when they price something $9.99. You're like, oh. it's not terribly far, and it's a neighborhood you want to walk through.
Right.
Because there's cool shit. And you know what, dude? I'll tell you. You know, dude? I'll tell you the best part is I just love going anywhere and walking in and going, I'm inside somebody's fucking dream right now. This place is here because somebody had a vision and they were like, I want to open a place like that. And they did. And that's why the fucking quality in here is so high. And that's why everybody's so friendly. Because, dude, I went in a clothing store the other day. I just go, what is this stuff? I don't know what brand it is. And he's like, oh, it's the designer owns the store. This is all his stuff. He's like some unknown guy. And he's just like, yeah, I opened a store to sell my clothing.
Right.
You know, and it's nice shit. Like, it's just stuff like that, man. I like that. I like it.
How old are you now?
35.
35.
Yeah. Which is, Jesus. You know.
It's a great, it's a, dude, it's not, I'll tell you what it is. It's fucking awesome. It's the best. I remember 35, dude. 35. And here's the deal, man. If I could be 35 and single, if I was 35 single and owned my place, holy shit, fuck.
It's
I'd never leave.
Yeah.
I'd never leave.
It is tough. You don't want to go do anything anymore.
It's going to be hard to let it go. It's going to be hard to let that place go. It's right there, 2 blocks from Times Square. It's fucking 5 minutes, not minutes away from every train in the city. My shower is the shower I've always wanted.
Yeah, that bathroom's retired.
The kitchen is insane now. Brand new fucking kitchen. Everything is perfect now.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, the only thing that sucks about it, it's cluttered with baby shit. There's just baby shit everywhere, so I have to get the fuck out. And I need a house, man. I need to be able to pull in that driveway at night after spots and not want to murder fucking 5 dudes in a car because they just stole the spot in front of me.
Yeah, dude, it's just getting older, man. It's what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's what you got to do. We all grow. It's funny.
I just don't want to be that guy, Joe. I don't want to be the guy.
What guy?
You know, the guy that shows up. Oh, man. Well, you know, were you because you're still in the city?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling the new young kid. Yeah, that's Bob Kelly, man. He used to fucking murder. He was a fucking murderer, dude. He used to come. Yeah. What's he doing? Really? I think I heard of him. I don't want to be guy.
Dude, the fact that you're afraid of becoming that guy means you won't become that guy. The guy that becomes that guy is the guy that doesn't see it coming. Do you know what I'm saying?
I guess, but I've said that. Like, who's that? Oh, man, he used to fucking, he was the motherfucker.
Well, you know, it's like, dude, you know what, all that shit, man? Comedy is no different from music in the sense that, look, we have our one-hit wonders, too. You know, and it's like you could pull up a fucking band from the 80s and go, these guys, man, nobody was fucking bigger than Flock of Seagulls, man. Yeah. You know, they were the guys that everybody wanted to be. And then it's like 3 years later, who gave a fuck? And I'm trying to shit on the guys, but, you know, it's the same thing with comedy, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you see them on stage with their feathered hair still. And you're like, guys, what are you doing? So the fact that you're aware of that, it's like you'll keep putting your work in. And either that or you'll have a moment where you go, fuck it, I don't care anymore. I don't care if I'm that guy. I'm just, this is how I'm doing it. And at that point, it wouldn't bother you anyway.
Yeah.
But as long as you don't want to be that guy, you won't be that guy.
Well, here's the thing. I believe truly that falling in love with my wife and having this marriage or this relationship, and now this kid, it's made me a better comic. It's made me a more honest guy, I believe.
Of course.
On the percentage-wise, you know, most of the time.
Right.
Like I was talking to you last night. Like, last night, I had to follow Mitch Mullaney.
John Mullaney.
Well, Mitch is dead, right? Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy named Mitch Mullaney that died, too, right?
Mitch Mullaney. He was the teacher, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, remember he had that show?
I don't remember the show.
There we go.
And I feel
this is what I'm fucking talking about.
Stop.
He had a show, Joe.
Dude, at this point, that's like saying he bought a car. Yeah, who didn't?
We did. And it died on the vine.
We test drove it. They didn't let us take it out of the lot.
We repainted it 5 different colors because people told us to.
Shit.
We took off the Toyota logo and put a Honda one on because said, oh, God.
You know what this car needs? It needs some flames on the side. Go put some flames on the side.
Okay. Billy, are you okay with flames? Billy, respond. Billy, email, tweet.
Yeah, cool, whatever, dude.
Joe, are you cool? I don't know about flames. We got to put flames. Dude, don't yell at me. Fuck you. Billy, fucking guys, we got to chill out.
Here you go. Here's the flame Honda.
We put the flames on it. We don't want any fucking flames on this car.
No, flames
aren't
good.
What the fuck did you do that
flames
for?
Flames are good. Why would you put flames? fucking
Jesus Christ.
But
what were you saying?
It was Mitch Mullaney. John Mullaney went up, who, quite frankly, is one of the funniest guys around. He's a fucking solid dude, man.
He's hilarious.
God damn it. And, you know, he's a very soft-spoken dude, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Never had a bad problem with the guy. He was just a sweet guy, really nice guy. Unlikable. You know what I'm saying?
You say what?
Unlikable.
Oh, it's impossible to not like him?
That,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I agree. That's what you were saying, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, unlikable.
I didn't hear the first on, and I was like, he's saying nice stuff. Then he said unlikable.
No,
I got you.
He's just a great guy, but he goes up last night, and he fucking mad his kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think twice about it, and I went up after him, and I tried to just, you know, I had no idea what I just went up, you know, like it's, hey. I went up like a fucking, and I was like, hey, what's up? And I just looked at the dude's face. I go, look at your face. And they were like, what? They just saw a craftsman, a guy who sat down at a desk and wrote incredibly awesome jokes, set up punch tag, and just orchestrated them together like a, just like a fucking a savant musician, just put this all together and then practiced it and then presented it on a Tuesday night to a small audience, and they went, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I came up after him, what's up? Fucking look at your face. And then I tried to go into my shit, and it was just so crude, and I say fuck too much when I get, you know, I just turn into Boston Bob.
Right.
Fucking cock fucking.
Right.
I didn't bomb because I don't think I have it in me to bomb anymore.
Right.
Because I have too much knowledge and too many skills. I have too many weapons to die.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I can take a beating.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And,
I know what you mean.
Oh my God, did I take a hot. It was just a fucking wow.
That's tough, man. That's tough. There's nothing worse than when a wing it set goes wrong, and you're just like, who the fuck do I think I am? I didn't even try to think of what I was going to say.
Here's the thing is, if you try, you got to, before I go up there, at least, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to bomb. I don't give a fuck. And then it goes, I don't care.
Yeah.
Psychologically, you can't beat me.
Yeah.
That's what I did tonight is... Before I came down here, I went, what am I doing tonight? Why am I going on stage?
Right.
Why am I going to the Cellar right now?
Right.
Am I going to have fun? Am I going to work on something? Because if not, I shouldn't be going down there.
Yeah. I 110% agree with that. I think, particularly in the last year, when I got to a, because I knew I was going to be working on a new album and stuff, so I knew when I got that hour together of what I wanted it to be, at least initially, I wasn't doing as many spots. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to run these jokes into the ground and then fuck it up by trying to figure out how to take 10-minute slivers out of the hour. I'll go do spots on the weekends when I'm in town to make some cash, but I can't. And then I start doing this thing where I was like, that's the hour over there, and I'm just going to, when I do sets, I'm going to do these jokes, you know, like, that aren't in it, because whatever. And you have to do that, man. Running around and doing 9 sets in an, which you can't even fucking do anymore, it doesn't seem like. I guess there was a time where guys did 12 sets a night. I haven't seen anybody do that in years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe some guys can, but, like, running around and doing that to me anymore is just like, it's like you're proving something. It's like, we could beat the jokes in the goddamn ground. They work. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I tried to do? Yeah, it is weird because what happened to me, I've been working the cellar since I'm waiting to have this baby. I'm home now until this baby comes out. So I'm working the weekends and I'm working the comedy cellar and the new comedy cellar.
Right.
Which is kind of fucking nostalgic for me to go from place to place.
Right.
And it's the same place. It reminds me of the old Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston.
Right.
They had upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, that's cool. And you'd go up and down.
Up and down. 500 people, 500 people.
Oh, that's really cool.
And now, on weekends, you go over, do a set at the Comedy Cellar, run around the corner to the Village Underground, and it's a replica of the Comedy Cellar, except it's bigger and better.
Right.
And you go up there and do a little longer set.
Right.
Sometimes it's 20.
Right.
And it's more money.
That's great.
And then you run back to the cellar.
That's great.
But what I was doing was exactly that. I was literally taking out my hour, which I just signed to do.
Yeah, congrats on that,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Brother.
You told me that.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get it. You know what I can't wait with? To get it out. And I'm going to make it as fucking slamming as I possibly can.
Yeah.
The biggest compliment you give me after a show, I didn't stop laughing once.
Right.
Because I know there's guys that do shows and there's lulls.
Right.
There's fucking lulls.
Right.
Which I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's good. But I like when you have that hour and you can step on the gas.
Right.
And fucking go.
Right.
And it's like, holy shit. That's right. So I'm excited to get this out. But I started taking that hour and making it into a 20-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and it's killing as 20. And I'm losing
the
connections.
Yeah.
The pieces that went in between that to make the building blocks of the hour.
Yeah.
And you're right, it is dangerous, but this is what I started to do. I'm going to do the first 15, and that's it.
That's smart.
The second 15, and that's it.
That's smart.
The third 15. I'm cutting it up into 15-minute chunks, and that's it.
That's smart.
So, and then I'll just be polishing those chunks.
And then the bonus of that is, too, you know, for example, you do the third 15, and maybe you struggle a little bit, and you go, this doesn't pop like the first 15, and then you make it pop like that. Now you got an hour of every joke as an opener. You know what I mean? And it's just like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, exactly.
And every quarter of that hour is something that could be a closer. You know what I mean? So you really tentpole it at that point.
I had to. It was so weird too to go through names for your special.
What are you gonna call it?
I don't know if I want to reveal it yet.
All right, fair enough.
I can give you the list of the names, and you can pick which one you think it's gonna be.
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah. What the fuck is that thing? Your phone's in.
That's it's one of the best iPhone cases ever.
Here we go.
Because it has this sticky rubber mat that you can peel your phone off and put it back on, no problem.
Right.
And it has nothing on your phone.
Okay.
It leaves no residue on your phone. And it's your wallet. It's my wallet and it's my phone case.
Okay.
So, especially when I travel,
right,
it protects the fucking thing, but then it keeps all my shit.
I like that. And it can flip around so you can talk on it.
I love it. It's that's fucking nice. Great. I just bought a new thing called the Krabby Wallet off of Kickstarter that's coming in a couple of days, which is an elastic. All the material is elastic made. So you can put up to 10 cards in this thing. And it has a rubber band, cloth elastic to put your phone in.
That's
so you
cool.
Attach your wallet to your phone. It doesn't fuck up your cards because it's in the wallet. And it has two different slots, you know, for the cards you use most and then the other cards.
That's cool.
And it has a little thing on it. You can hook it up. You can hook it up on one of the, what are those things called? The fucking.
I have no idea.
Nice talking to you.
I literally had no idea. But I just want to point out once again, as I've pointed out many times on the show, do you see how you use technology like you treat it like a whore?
Yeah.
As you're describing that case as the best case ever, you're telling me about the case you're going to replace it with that's better.
I know.
Have some fucking respect for these designers.
Dude, I'm Tech Talk Bobby, brother. And you know what's so funny?
Huh.
Is that you're in front of my... Stay right... Move over to the left a little bit. Right? No, the other way. Other way. No, no. Just go right back to the middle. Right back. Right there. Stop. Go over a little more to the right. The other way. Other way. Right there. Stop. You're literally in front of the new Tech Talk banner.
Oh.
And your head is right where my head is. So you look... It looks like you. I'm going to be starting that Tech Talk thing, but we're going to actually kick it off tonight.
Yes.
Tech Talk.
Yes.
With... We're going to get into that in a couple minutes. Yeah. We're going to get into your phone.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into my headphones.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm, I guess I'm going to do video a little bit, but it's just going to be audio for the first one.
Okay.
About these headphones. So the video portion is going to come. I might record it. We'll see what happens, but I don't want to get too crazy with it. I want it to just flow. So.
All right.
All right. So here's the names that I'm going through. Ready? Tell me which one. I'm funny too.
Uh-huh.
I lost my wallet.
Uh-huh.
Hair, lips, and kisses.
Right.
Am I right, ladies?
That's funny.
59% gay. I was kind of molested. I wish I was a Jew. I used to like pussy.
All right.
I don't care. Almost dead.
Okay.
It's not my fault.
Okay.
Feel the pain.
Okay.
Now I'm the father.
Okay.
Come on my foot. Trying to be better.
Okay.
The evolution of a man. Vices.
All right.
Almost human. The evolution of a piece of shit.
Okay.
No B plan.
Okay.
Dead toenails and candy bars.
Okay.
Cry like a man.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I have a track on my new album called Vices.
Do you?
I'm just saying that so you don't think I stole it from you.
That's out.
I think you're going to... Look, there's a million possibilities.
Which one popped out of all of them? You got to pick... I have a gun to your head, Joe.
You're going to call it I Don't Care. That's the title.
That's not it. That's not the one I'm
leaning. It's either title or 59% gay. It's one of those two.
What the fuck? That was a joke.
Huh?
That was a joke, Joe.
What was a joke?
59% gay.
Oh, I was like, that sounds like something Bobby would call as special.
No. Jesus Christ, I'm a father of a son.
I don't know. It just sounded like a funny thing you would call. I don't care.
You didn't like dead toenails and candy bars?
That was my least favorite. Is that your favorite?
No.
Good.
I like that one.
I didn't like the hair lips one. I thought for a second maybe. I don't care is a... why would you not call it that?
It's a good one.
It's
one of the top three.
You say that all the time.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. Yeah.
And it's a great title. It sticks in your head. Yeah. It embodies you.
Yeah. It might be. It's one of the tops. So
okay.
We'll see.
All right.
But anyways.
It's fun doing that. It's fun naming stuff.
It's hard.
Right.
It's fun, but it is hard. You know what I find hard in this business is having to write this. You know, come up with the bios or the taglines or the about yourself.
Right.
I just recently for Just for Laughs, you know, they're like, we need this. And it's like, I don't know.
Are you going this year?
I'm going, dude.
Me too.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, are you coming up?
Yeah, I'm going.
What, you coming for the 2 weeks?
I'm not doing the nasty show. I'm there the whole second week, Monday
dude,
through Saturday.
I'm doing this up there. You know what, dude? They asked me to do it.
That's great, dude.
Me, Colin, you want to do it?
Yeah.
So me, you, and Colin, and whoever else I can get. I'll get somebody, one other person.
I'm in, I'll do it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
You know what, dude?
That'll be fun,
How do you
man.
Say that in French?
Blah, 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 dude.
Did.
I was fucking, I was in Edmonton, and I started making fun of Montreal, and they start groaning. I go, fuck you. That fucking city tries to act like, ugh, we're so classy. We're so classy. I go, oh, is this a classy city? I couldn't see the class through the wall of toothless fucking hookers on every street. Is it classy? Oh, yeah. There's another flashing sign that says dildos. Go fuck yourself. I go, that place is so European, it's ridiculous.
It is.
They try that classy, yet it's a fucking just scum everywhere. Just fucking kills me.
I love Montreal.
I love it.
Fucking love. One of my favorite top three cities.
Yeah, it's a great town. Just don't love try it. To fucking sell me on being classy.
Yeah, it's definitely not it's not Victoria.
What is Victoria?
It's a town outside of it's a really nice Canadian town.
Oh, all right. Good sound.
Canadians would have laughed at that joke. They would be like, "Oh, he's right." It's I love Just for Laughs, dude. I'm fucking excited.
It'll be fun, man.
I'm doing the nasty show with Big J.
That's fine.
Brad Williams, the
little guy,
little dude, yeah. And some girl, I don't know who she is. Some blonde girl,
nasty show, so fucking bad.
I'm fucking excited.
I love doing that, but yeah, it's gonna be fun up there. I just did another festival that was.
I'm doing an hour show up there too for the first time.
That's great.
I'm doing two shows, my own show.
Great.
And the name of my special will be the name of that show.
Great.
So when you see that you know I picked a name.
Great, dude.
So make sure you spread the fucking word for that. You know, I'm sure it's at a little joint, but whatever.
That's great, man.
Yeah, I'm going to run the special up there.
Great,
see what happens. I'm fucking nervous about it, Joe.
Why?
I don't know. You know,
You're going to crush, dude. You've never not killed up there.
I have not killed. I've never done well in a gala.
Well, you know what? It is true that it is a tough town sometimes. I don't know
why,
man.
Fuck yourself. It's a tough town. The nasty show's great.
Yeah.
But those galas,
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a gala thing, and I'm like nervous.
Yeah, because the lights are on, and it's a TV show. It's a fucking TV show. And the people there are loaded. They have money. Yeah. They're high-end people. I'm not a high-end guy. I'm a 500-seater.
I'm already like trying to get into like quick joke form.
Yeah,
dude.
It's definitely a joke writers forum.
Yeah,
where jokes. It's that 4 minute, you know, television spot shit.
Right.
Set up punch tag.
Yep.
The only other person that I've seen do well who's not set up punch tag is Bob Marley. 2 years ago, he walked in from another show and didn't give a fuck and went out there, fucking the place lost its mind.
He's a destroyer, that
destroyer of fucking human beings.
I feel like he's going to be another Brian Regan. Like
he is now.
Oh, is he getting that
fuck,
big?
Dude, he has a Winnebago, and him and his friends and his family drive to gigs. He lives in Maine. He sells out. He makes millions. You know when somebody makes his own furniture as a side gig?
Right.
Ah, dude, I made a fucking table. My own table. What? Yeah, I just fuck around in my backyard and make tables. You're a fucking millionaire. Okay, right. I don't have time to make tables.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing a podcast and fucking writing and trying to do shows and auditioning. I'm trying to make some money.
Yeah, it's up till 2 a.m. to make $25 last night.
I know, dude. I'm keeping my spot money during the week. I got a kid coming.
Funny.
But yeah, I can't. I'm so excited. It's going to be great because Colin's going to be up there doing his one-man show.
Great.
You're going to be up there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be up there. I'm doing the second week too. Good. So I'm going to do I think I'm doing some gala. But good. Robbie's fucking, the people who book it are smart because they put me on a relationship show. It's a little easier for me to handle
good
with my fucking creepy shit
good
on those galas, but I've never killed it on a gala.
I just saw Robbie at Moon Tower,
right,
at the Moon Tower Festival in Austin. He loves breaking my balls. Like, we go back. I like that we have that relationship now. Yeah. Where that's, we go right into it.
I love Robbie.
And I saw him and we were fucking around with each other, and then I was like, all right, dude, we're gonna go to this bar and grab a beer, come with us. And he's like, all right. So I'm walking over, I'm talking to a bunch of agents in the corner, and you know, the comics and shit. It was just a big group of people. But he walks over and he goes, hey, dude. So, and I go, dude, stay the fuck away from me this week. I don't want to fucking see you. Right? And dude, he does the turn and just starts walking out. And I go, Robbie, come on, I'm fucking around. And he wouldn't stop, dude. He walked out of the place. And I saw him later and I go, you committed to that shit. And he goes, dude, he goes, you didn't see me. I had my friend with me. And I'm like under my breath going, dude, get over here. Come on. So you couldn't see me grab him and break that fucking walk.
That's great.
I was like, you're the greatest, dude. I love that you're just a fucking asshole like that.
I love him. I love Suzanne. I love all of them. Bruce is great, too.
Bruce. I love Bruce. Will.
It's a great, you know what it is?
Singer and, I almost said Jeff Wills.
Jeff Singer.
Yeah, Singer. They're all great. I like all those guys.
Yeah.
I like all those guys. Yeah. Which, real quick, I know you want to talk about the phone, but.
It's all right.
Moon Tower Fest in Austin. It's a brand new festival.
I know. I did South by South last year. But everybody, as soon as I did South by South, everybody's like, dude, you got to do Moonfest. Like Moonfest, they pay you. It's actually great.
Fly you down. They put you up. Every single show, except for the Paramount Theater shows, which is the 1,000-seater, is in a small like music venue that you can walk to from the hotel. Dude, it was a fucking 4-day party, and it was comics and fans, and that was it.
But here's the deal. I think I'm on a blacklist.
No, you're not. You just can't. If you do one, you're not supposed to do the other, meaning like in the same year, I think. I've done South by Southwest. I still did Moon Tower. I just didn't do them in
the
same year.
South by South twice. I don't know. Yeah, I heard it was fucking great.
Do this thing if you can do it, dude. It was a blast. Dom Herrera, Pete Loved Holmes, Tom
Sizemore?
Rhodes. Did I swear I almost said Sizemore, too. Tom Rhodes. We had a blast down there.
I'm fucking stuttering, but yeah, I did it with the Syndicate and Laugh Button, and you know, I wish the Syndicate, I know they're embedded with the South by South guys, which they're great too.
Yeah,
they're great guys, but definitely, I heard nothing but great shit about that festival.
It was just great to be at a no pressure festival where it's like, because like, I love Montreal, but there is a certain pressure at Montreal. It's like there's a lot of fucking people here, so don't bomb.
There's pressure.
You know?
Oh, there's fucking pressure.
This was like, not that you could bomb at this thing. That's not what I mean. I just meant like, it just felt like you were at camp for comedy. Dude, they had a party every night, and if you were a fan that had a badge or a comic, you could go to this party, and every fan that came in was fucking amazing. It was awesome, man.
That sounds interesting.
It was fucking awesome.
I'd love to hang out with fans.
It was great. Nobody got weird. Nobody, like, it was fucking great. Godfrey was there. As soon as I walked in,
I
saw Godfrey.
I'm out. No, I'm kidding. No.
Anyway.
All right, so we're going to talk about this phone. We're on 50 minutes in.
All right.
We're going to start talking about these technical devices.
Right.
This is Tech Talk with Bobby and Joe. Remember that?
I do remember it. And you still fuck it up.
I know. I did.
Still
I did it
too high on the.
I know.
Joke. I don't know why you can't do that.
But it's. All right, let's try it again. Tech Talk.
I'm supposed to say Tech Talk.
Right, go ahead.
Tech Talk.
Bobby and Joe.
You went higher now.
I know. I do it to aggravate you.
It really does.
It bugs you.
Annoy me. How wrong it is.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to start doing Tech Talk for real.
Yeah,
for realsies.
That's cool.
Where I'm going to do a very... This is the way it is, though. I'm not doing these long unboxings. I'm not going on and on about the product. It's not going to be a five-minute thing.
Right.
It's going to be very, very fast. Very quick. They're going to go at the end of my videos for the upcoming show that week on the you know what, dude, YouTube page.
Sure.
And it's just to let you guys know of technology that I think is fun, interesting, you should have, cheap, quirky, whatever.
Right.
Shit that I like, companies that I like or things that I think are amazing, I'm going to talk about very quickly. This one's not going to be quick. We're going to go on about this phone when it's a big thing like that.
Yeah.
But... you know, that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be very quick. The new Tech Talk is coming very shortly. A lot of companies sent me shit, and I haven't done the show yet. But I want to do it right.
That's
and
awesome.
I had to figure out how to do it. I didn't want to, and it will be out there. So go to Tech Talk Bobby at Tech Talk Bob, Bobby on Twitter, and follow me. If you're into the tech and you're into nerd shit and you like that stuff, make sure you find me, follow me, and support that part of the show. So, Joe, let's we're going to stop the show real quick, take a break. I'm going to do a little plugs that I usually do, and we'll be back.
Okay.
All right. Well, before we go, we're going to talk about diet.
This is the diet I'm on, and it's working.
Okay.
And it's the only diet I've ever done that worked, that has worked.
Yep.
Vegan breakfast, meaning, you know, vegan, no dairy, no nothing. So at breakfast, I eat heart-to-heart apples and cinnamon oatmeal with hot, I put hot water in it instead of milk. You can't tell the fucking difference.
Mm-hmm.
A banana, black coffee. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's mm-hmm. breakfast.
Right.
Lunch, vegetarian lunch, whole grain bread, you know, some kind of cheese, bunch of veggies, sliced cucumbers, shit like that. No mayo, nothing like that. No meat.
Okay.
Just vegetarian lunch. But also vegetarian, not meaning like pizza. You know, not shit like that, but like a really healthy sandwich with
salad,
veggies.
Vegetables, yeah. And shit like that, yeah.
I save salad for dinner because then I do protein dinner, and I usually do white meat chicken or fish at dinner, red meat like once a week with a bunch of fucking salad. And the salad is like, I don't fuck around. It's like arugula or whatever lettuce you like and a vinaigrette dressing. And that's it, dude. And if I want to snack in between any of that shit, which I kind of don't anymore, but if I get a little hungry, you know, carrot sticks, low-fat string cheese, like I said, a couple radishes because they fill you up, almonds, some olives, you know, shit like that. That's it, dude. Keep it fucking moving.
Here's the problem with that, with me. Yeah. I have a pregnant woman at home that I have to feed like an exotic animal three times, four times a day.
Right.
I have to make sure this bitch, and she eats, it's almost eerie how my wife eats now. Like, she'll sit there on the edge of the couch, you know, the stomach over, in some type of panties and a shirt that doesn't fit anymore.
Right.
And just eats quietly, like a gorilla.
What does she eat?
Whatever the fuck I put in front of her. So, like, tonight, I cooked steak, sautéed mushrooms and onions, salad, corn on the cob.
Right.
And you put that food in front of her, and you don't hear her for fucking 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, so it's hard for me to. I could never do vegan. She'd never do it. She's a stubborn broad. But I mean, it sounds good. But here's the thing. This is why I like that diet. You ready?
Yeah.
It has to do with sacrifice. I believe that if you cannot, that's why I didn't have sugar or carbs for 3 months. I sacrificed it, like quitting smoking.
Right.
It was the hardest. It sucked. It fucking sucked.
Right.
And the one thing that I got out of it is I don't have sugar anymore.
Right.
I don't have sugar in my coffee, sweeteners. I'll have the occasional dark chocolate thing. I'll have maybe a popsicle.
Right.
But every once in a while, you know, like now, if I wanted to, I can have a dessert or a bite of a dessert.
Right.
And I don't want the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. But also with carbs, no more breads. I don't fuck with bread. I don't do sandwiches.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. This is the thing I like about this diet is that it lets you... You do have some carbs, right? But it's real light carbs because all your carbs stop after lunch. And when you are having carbs up until lunchtime, you're having healthy... It's not like white flour shit or white rice. It's whole grain shit. No carbs after lunch. And it also, this, dude, with doing the milkless, the dairy-free breakfast, you're cutting out... All of a sudden, you realize you're cutting out most of your dairy. You barely have any dairy intake except maybe some cheese during the day or whatever.
Right.
So it gives the illusion that you're not having these things, but
right.
you kind of get them a little bit. You're just having them at the right times. And I look forward to eating the shit. Like, dude, a sandwich with, like, Grey Poupon mustard, like, New York-aged sharp cheddar cheese on it, and then, like, sprouts... fucking sweet apples and cucumber. Like, that's a delicious fucking sandwich.
Why don't we have a food show on Travel Channel? I mean, seriously, if there's ever a foodie, there's two fucking foodies, it's me and you. I mean, really, you talk about food,
right?
About the mustard and the bread and the cheese. I'm like, I get it. Remember, we used to go to the Amish,
right?
And just food. I love food, man. I love it. If
it's,
I think my next thing,
right?
If it all comes down, I'm gonna go film my own food show, dude.
Didn't you do a?
I did. We have one going right now with Travel Channel. We just don't know if it's gonna get picked up.
Was it awesome to do though?
It's a competitive eating show. Yeah. It's not really competitive, to be honest. It's not like Adam.
Yeah, I got you.
Richmond's.
Yeah.
Where he's got to go eat, a fucking 8-pound burger.
Right.
In one sitting with 20 pounds of fries and coleslaw. It's more, we just go place to place. And we keep going until someone's like, dude, I can't go to any more places.
Okay.
Which is, I think, a smarter way to do it.
Right.
You see more of the city. You see more, you get more information about these places. You go to more than one or two places. We went to 7 places on the pilot episode.
Jesus Christ.
And you wind up, but 7 places for me. But it's not all, like one place was, went to a food truck. Thing, and we got specialty popsicles.
Right,
I can throw that shit down all day.
Right,
and we went to a pizza place, and it was just a slice of pizza.
Right,
and but you go to so many places. By the time you get to the slice of pizza, you're like, dude, I'm fucking done. I just ate a pork chop from the best place in Miami.
Right,
with risotto.
Right,
and I'm in a pizza, and it's a slamming piece of pizza. But it's the size of your fucking chest.
Right.
So you're like, fuck me. So, but I hope it gets picked up. I'd love to travel the country just checking out food places. I love them. I love chefs. They're close to comics.
Right.
I think chefs are closer to comics than actors are.
They are, because chefs are real aggressive alpha types and they're ball breakers.
Yeah.
And they like to party.
And they're fucked in the head.
Yeah.
They're fucked in the head.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you if you're like, I want to stand in a hot kitchen for 15 hours a day and like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's weird. Like, they really get off on it. They call each other hacks.
Yeah.
They go after, like, celebrity chefs. Like, fuck this fucking guy, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
It's hilarious.
Very close to comics. Closer than actors. There's a place 2 blocks over here in the Village. I think it's on Thompson or Sullivan, either one, called Cuban. Dude, you want some pork?
Right.
You want some suckling pig? You want a plate of suckling pig with yuca?
What's yuca?
Think of potato.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what it means.
Creamy.
Yeah.
Almost like fucking. I know, dude.
I heard you slap your gums.
Dude. Listen, you got to take a chick somewhere. Go to Cuba.
All right.
It's over here in the West Village. Motherfucker.
All right.
Is this place awesome? Go early. But you know what? There's no waiters. Everybody does everything. The owner, the chick that seats you, the guy behind the... Everybody does everything and helps every table.
Okay.
So you don't... I love that.
Okay.
It's not just one asshole that you get a chance at getting a sucky, some twat who has an audition, had a bad audition today.
Right,
and has an acting class at 11 that he has to make.
Yeah, she wants to get out of there, so she's rushing your suckling pig.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're on a diet. You look good, dude. You look like
Thanks.
You dropped a couple.
Yeah, you too, man.
So, for anybody out there actually listening, I got the Nutribullet is a great way, a vegan diet. If you can cut the breads, if you can cut eating late at night out, I'm up late. No, who cares? It's about sacrifice. Whatever works for you, but you have to sacrifice. You have to starve yourself, not of food. Not of food. You can eat a lot of food, actually,
right.
But you have to starve yourself of that fucking feeling. You have to kill it. And it's going to hurt and it's going to suck, but you fat fuckers out there, you fatties like me and Joe, we're fatties.
Right. But you'll eventually retrain your brain where your brain goes, because your stomach doesn't know the fucking difference between a slice of pizza or fruits and nuts.
Yeah.
So you'll retrain your brain where all of a sudden when you're hungry at 2 a.m., you'll be like, I want some dried apricots and almonds.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Like, I just had to stop looking at food as an event.
Yeah, or
I had
a
to
reward.
Stop doing that. Yeah.
A reward or a punishment. Like last night when I got home from fucking taking a hot one after Mulaney, dude. I overate, but I overate on good food.
Right.
And I still felt like shit. I overate on good food, and I felt like shit. That's a good thing for me. I went today to the movies. I went and saw Star Trek.
Was it awesome?
Look, if you're a fan of Iron Man, Star Trek, Avengers, don't go with your wife if she's not.
Oh, yeah.
You don't fucking take your wife.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You go with your friend who's a nerd like you.
Right.
You go to the 3D or the IMAX. You see it the way it was meant to be seen.
Right.
And see it with a bunch of people. Don't go in the afternoon with your wife where there's some one fucking, you know, pervert and a couple fucking mentally handicapped people.
Right.
And a homeless guy. You don't do it then because it's anticlimactic. It's like seeing fucking the funniest guy in the world prior in front of with three people right. in the audience. It's not going to be the same.
Right.
So it was a great movie. I love it. It's funny. It was awesome. It had some twists in it. The Cumberbatch.
Don't tell me anything.
I'm not going to tell you shit.
It. Yeah, all right.
But listen, he's in it.
Yeah.
He's the Sherlock. He's Sherlock Holmes. For the BBC version, which is one of my favorite shows on television.
I love that show.
It's fucking, if you don't watch, what is it? Sherlock, it's called. It's on Netflix. The BBC one.
He's great.
I love the new one, too, with the English guy.
I never saw that one.
From Hackers.
Right.
It's a hit show, and it's on CBS. It's a hit show. It's unbelievable. It's one of my favorite shows, but the BBC one's awesome. Cumberpatch, I think his name is Cumberpatch.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking brilliant actor.
Guy's a great actor.
Gonna be huge.
He's the dragon in the Hobbit movies.
I don't know what the fuck that is either.
Well, the Hobbit, the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings movies.
No, I know it, but I don't know the story. I forget it.
The story is they got to get to this place to kill this dragon named Smaug that like sent the fucking, he sent the dwarves, like he banished them from their own kingdom and took it over.
So he
plays the dragon.
But I don't. I saw the movie, but I forget it. Was he in it?
No. You see a brief glimpse of him at the very end, but you don't hear him or anything.
So is he playing it like they play Gollum?
Yeah, he wore like the suit, the hazmat suit.
Mm,
and like the dragon talks and shit, so it's like it's one of the greatest like monster villains ever. So it'll be really
that's
cool
fucking
to see
interesting.
Him do it.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I love him.
I want to see Star Trek, dude. I'm not excited. The news of Star Wars has trumped everything for me. I'm just too excited about it. It took away my excitement for everything else because I can't fucking wait, dude. Are you kidding me?
All right, I know why.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah, but it's not coming out for a long time.
I'm so excited about it. It's making me not excited about anything else because I'm just like, it's not going to be Star Wars. It's not going to be Star Wars. It's not going to be like. And J.J. Abrams is directing it. It's going to be fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, this movie was great. I love Star Wars.
I got to see it.
I would go and see it, but I'd go see it right. Go see it with yourself in IMAX with a lot of people. Don't go see it in the afternoon with your wife because your wife will ruin it because she gets fidgety and then, you know, and she's pregnant and she's the baby. You know what I mean? It's just like, fuck, and you start thinking about her. And I tell you what, I'll never talk in a movie again. And when I say talk, I don't mean like black people. I'm talking about white people talk. White people talk in movies too.
Right.
Yeah. You know what they do?
Huh.
Psst. Oh my God, did you see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, is he gonna be able? Oh my God, if he does that, then he's gonna. It's the same shit.
It's annoying.
It's as annoying as a fucking black dude on his phone talking to his chick.
It's annoying.
At least he's whispering.
Yeah.
The guy behind me today, white people talking at a movie is more annoying than a black dude.
Yeah.
Because at least a black guy, you know you can't do anything about it. So you just give up.
White people do talk annoying. I was at my buddy's house and his wife, it was like right at the beginning of some movie we were watching. And I love her, but she goes, so wait a minute. So is it going to be that this guy turns out to this? And I go, well, I don't know, but I'm sure we'll find out because that's how movies work.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, I'll shut up. Sorry. It's like, I don't know.
The guy behind me today went literally at a pinnacle moment. I'm in the, oh my God, the music was orchestrated to keep me in the moment, to get me to a certain place, and I'm there. J.J. Abrams put this all together, and I'm right where he wanted me, and this guy goes, so he's going to take that and go like that. That's probably what he's going to do, right? And I went, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. It's that's the fucking worst.
And that's exactly what happened.
I can't stand people that try to solve the movie the whole time. I purposely try not to think when I'm watching it, other than understanding the film.
Yeah.
I try not to think ahead. It's like, I don't want to figure out what the twist is going to be. I just want to enjoy it.
I want to forget that I'm at a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fuck it. That's why I love those new Draft House movies. They will kick you the fuck out. And you can write on your little. You ever go to those?
Yeah. The Alamo. Where did you go to one?
I went to one. Yeah.
Do they have it in New York now? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know if they have it in New York. They probably do. I just don't know where it is, but I hope they get them in New York. It's a lot more expensive to go, but you get a seat and you get a table in front of you, like a bar, a little thin bar with pencils and paper, and you make an order. You checklist.
Yeah, I love it.
And a waiter comes and grabs it and then brings your food back. And that's it.
Dude,
and yeah. Then you pay, and then you can write on it, the guy behind me's talking, and they'll kick him out. They will fucking throw you out. You need to leave.
Right, yeah.
If you fucking talk.
Yeah, it's great.
Which it eliminates, I love that. Yeah. Because, look, today was so annoying. I've done it before. I'm going to admit right now, dude, I've done it at horror movies. Oh my God, wow, yeah. Fuck right. That.
Well, yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it. I'm not white guy talking at a movie.
Well, come out to there's a theater in my neighborhood. I think it's called the Nighthawk, and it's one of those theaters in Brooklyn,
right?
Where you can get food and drinks and whatever, and they do cool shit where it's like Friday at midnight they're gonna play like, I'm not saying they're doing this, but they'll do shit like Friday at midnight they're playing The Shining.
Yeah, why don't
like
I,
really cool fucking shit like that, you know?
I want to move. I fucking love that. Why? Yeah. Really, the cup holder's still the same. The arm of the chair doesn't go up. Really, really. The guy in the behind me still kicks me. Really, really. I'm fucking dealing with that. I will pay you the extra $15 to let me enjoy myself as an adult, healthy, mentally stable human being.
Right.
Fuck it. That just wants to go and enjoy fantasy. But, all right, so go see Star Trek. It was great.
Right.
And Iron Man 3 was good.
I didn't see it yet.
Again, don't go with your wife.
All right.
Fucking nightmare. She ruined that for me, too.
All right. Yeah, I'm going.
But going back to the diet, when I went there today, I brought a bag of nuts.
Good.
That's all I did. I slipped a bag of nuts in, and I brought my water. I had no fucking Coke, no bullshit. I brought nuts. And you know what? Unsalted nuts at a movie theater, better than popcorn would ever be.
Right.
Because you're full.
Right.
Halfway through the bag.
Right.
And it's way better for you than a big thing of popcorn or the pretzels with the cheese or the nachos or whatever the fuck it is.
Dude, the awful food I've smuggled into movie theaters to just be a fucking lard ass sitting there.
I remember
Italian hoagies, and cheese fries, fucking McDonald's in like my bag. I used to bring 20 piece nuggets in and Patrice, like set the sauces up.
Patrice got Chinese food in. Brought fucking broccoli, chicken and broccoli, and fried rice into a movie theater. People got mad. Because they were like, who has that? It smelled so good in this movie theater.
Oh,
I remember we were all there. It was me, Dane, Burr, and Patrice. And his fucking chair snapped. I remember it was Sophia, just a big brown paper bag of Chinese food. And he leaned back and it went snap into the dude's seat and behind him. And he just was, rolled his eyes back and was looking at this poor dude. He was like, sorry about that, man. And he just got up and fucking moved over one.
Jesus hilarious. Christ.
All right, so we're going to the Tech Talk right now. We're going to do some ads. Right now, I'm just going to do them. Fuck it. I'm not going into it. Listen, you guys are fans of the show. Number one, I want to thank every single one of you fans that went to my baby registry on Amazon, looked me up, found me, and bought me. Joe, I can't tell you how many of these people bought me great gifts.
Oh, that's nice.
For the kid.
That's really nice.
For Max. That's his name. That's what you get.
Jesus.
I'm telling you the kid's name.
I guess I should have done that. I didn't even know there was a baby registry.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't fucking know.
Well, usually when people have babies, they have baby registries.
Well, I thought, I didn't get invited to like a shower or something.
You don't, Joe. That's for that's my wife's friends.
Well, I'm glad all your female fans bought you things then.
It wasn't female. It was a lot of people from Hawaii.
I'm going to buy you something when he's born.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I am going to.
All right.
I mean, I already had that plan in my head.
All right. Well, it's all right. Don't worry. I get my friends, Norton. I mean, no, you don't.
I would do that.
You buy something when the baby comes out.
That's what I'm saying.
If you want to. I don't care. We got the essentials. We got Gnome and Juanita. went crazy and fucking, they bought so much great shit for us. My parents, everybody. So all the essentials are there. We need diapers. That's what we, get me some fucking diapers off the baby. We go on Amazon. But anyways, enough of that. You guys are fucking amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. You guys who donate to the show too, their donations have been picking up. And I just want you to know that all those donations go back into the show. They all go back into this studio to make it better. We're adding a phone line so you cocksuckers will be able to call up if we're on a topic or we go live. But it's not just a regular Skype thing. It's actually going to be a studio phone line where you can leave your name and what you want to talk about, and we'll have a call screener so we can filter out you fucking idiots. And and you guys can actually call into the show. We're adding video, live video that will be archived. So you'll be able to tune into the show and watch it live and see what the fuck we're doing, or just go watch the video and listen to it on your iPad. It will be right in the app and on the Riotcast website. So we're adding a lot of stuff because of the donations. You guys are the shit. Thank you for that. And here's our sponsors. Support them. TweakedAudio.com. These headphones, they're not Bose, but they sure don't suck.
Right.
They're great headphones. There's different colors, mic'd, non-mic'd. They're a great pair of headphones to bop around the city. Look, at the one thing about headphones, earbuds especially, you lose them. They're just gone. And all of a sudden, they're $120 headphones, and you're fucked. I can't keep doing that. You can't. So just go to tweakedaudio.com, buy a few pairs. They have different styles, mic, not mic'd, and use the code word DUDE, and you get 33% off.
That's nice.
Free shipping. Code word DUDE. Spread the word. Amazon.com, link on Robert Kelly's page on Riotcast. You know what, dude, page on Riotcast? Go there. Anything you buy off of the internet, use the Amazon link from my page on Riotcast, and you support the show. Easy as that. And Gamefly.com/YKWD, you get 2 weeks free. It's the Netflix of gaming. If you're a gamer and you play these games, and you don't want to spend the $60 every other 2 weeks, you want to play them, return them, get a new game, get the old game again, or keep them. Gamefly.com/YKWD. We're giving you 2 free weeks. Every sponsor I have is giving you unbelievable deals, okay? You guys are getting deals. You're making out, we're making out, and they're making out. So make sure you check them out. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, what's up, fuckers? Make sure you go to my website, robertkellylive.com, and check out all my dates, my tour dates, at robertkellylive.com. It's a fucking fantastic little website for you. Comics Foxwoods, 27th, 28th, 29th. You know what, dude? Podcast show. Luis Gomez, Kelly Festuca, myself will be there all weekend. We're doing a bunch of shows at the Foxwoods, the 27th, 28th, 29th. And then we're doing a nasty show on Saturday. So come down. Spread the word, Connecticut, Boston, Rhode Island. And we're going to be doing maybe a podcast at some point, either after one of the shows or before. We'll let you know as the date gets closer. And then I'm going to Just for Laughs for a long fucking time. A long fucking time. Holy shit fucking time. The 16th. Of July to the 28th. I don't even know if that's legal. So there you go. Go to my comedy fucking website for more information, bio, photos, love, whatever you want. Facebook, Twitter. Make sure you spread the word about the show. Come see us live. Support us live. It's always great when you, the YKWD fans, come up after the show and let us know that you were there. Yell out, dude, at the show. I'll know that's you. Or a fucking retarded person. So there you go. And go get my app on iTunes. Robert Kelly Live app. It has the podcast on it, all my dates, right in the palm of your hand. And it's award-winning. So check it out. Android, it's coming soon. My developer, I think he doesn't talk to me anymore, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. So what the fuck are you going to do? But get the app if you have an iPhone. And get the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone. Get it all. It's all free. Free, 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 free. Fuck, it's free. God. So, there you go. You know what, dude? You stink. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop